What's up, everybody? It's Friday, March 23rd, 2018. We're back. Matty Rawlin, the one and only TK. Welcome to the Mind Grind. What's up, everybody? We here with a new episode. We got a special guest, E Money Bags from Pennsylvania. What's up, boy?
Hey, man. What's happening?
What you, man?
Everything, man. You know, just keep them pushing.
Yeah. You was just watching the Purdue game?
Yeah. I was tuned in. I actually was tuned in to Duke and Syracuse.
Duke is up.
Yeah.
You play that in brackets?
Nah. I actually like Kentucky. You know, they got knocked in the head, so.
Oh, yeah, they got knocked out today.
Yeah, yep.
Or yesterday, my bad. See, Purdue and Texas Tech is tied up right now.
Yeah, they rocking right now, too. I was flickering back and forth watching both games, just, you know, all the way into the madness.
Man, those Purdue engineering students stayed up all night to make a special brace for, like, their big man who broke his elbow earlier in the tournament.
I seen that on the news. Did you hear about that, Bags?
Nah, I didn't get it.
Purdue's engineering students made a special, like, arm brace for one of their teammates that broke his elbow or something.
I don't know if they actually, like, they let him play or not, but broken elbow. Yeah, good figure.
How's that dad life?
Oh, it's awesome, man. Old guy getting big. Everything's everything.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You said you took Kentucky?
Yeah. I was rocking with Kentucky. I like Kentucky because, you know, a lot of the kids that come out of that school, they go to the league and they, you know, they perform. They become superstars, all-stars, and they, you know, they go off. So I just be really into – I'm really into NBA basketball, so I went with Kentucky. I like Kentucky. Plus the coach, he goes in. He's raw.
Who came out of Kentucky that's well known?
John Wall, man. Boogie Cousins. Oh, man, I can go on for days.
Bro, they literally, their starting lineups are NBA prospects.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
John Calipari, like, basically, like, brought in, like, the one and done.
Right.
But they play for a year, try to win a championship, and then they go to the league and get paid.
So what's this, the Sweet 16 right now?
Yeah.
About to be what? What they call the 8?
Elite 8.
Elite 8.
It starts tomorrow. Tomorrow and Sunday will be the Elite Eight, and then next week will be Final Four.
You know, I follow football more than I follow basketball. Yeah. I don't really watch college sports.
Yeah, me either. I just start tuning in within the last year and a half, year, 2 years. Before that, I didn't really know a lot of people.
I mean, a lot of people don't follow it all year, but, I mean, It's huge. Like, I mean, that's the – I mean, all that goes on in, like, the month of March. It's just tournament time.
Absolutely.
So, like, regardless if you know much about it, everyone's filling out at least one bracket.
What's going on with this weather, man? Y'all got snow up there?
Oh, man, we got hit, man. A couple inches.
Did you?
Yep, it closed down. You know, I drive over the road, so the job was shut down, and, you know, we got hit.
How many inches y'all get?
About 4.
Real quick. That's crazy. Yeah. I'm ready for this weather to come.
Well, we just can't shake winter. It just keeps coming back around. And they want to say global warming's a thing.
Yeah.
it's been cold as hell this year.
Super cold. You got these new damn sex robots they got coming out?
Nah, I didn't check them out, but you know I'm a sexaholic, man. So you know I'm probably into it too.
They got these robots that's like $4,000 to $10,000, and they fucking talk. You can program them to say shit that you want them to say.
That's
they cool. Move like humans. Like you can make her do whatever you want, bro, and she'll.
No shit. I thought you was just.
No
pocket pussy or something. Just
no shit. Ain't no pocket pussy. It's a full body. You put her in any position you want. You do whatever you want.
And she won't talk back to you.
And she won't talk crazy. She should say whatever you want her to say.
Oh, man. Yeah, technology is out of this world, man. I'm telling you.
Out of this world. But they got a... They got a damn brothel like a whorehouse in Paris, and it's nothing but sex dolls. Like there's no real women in there. It's all sex dolls.
Like could you imagine just walking down the street like I'm gonna hit that brothel?
I'm gonna hit that brothel.
They ain't even real people.
And fuck that robot. That just sounds crazy.
Hey, it's 2018. People are into weird stuff these days.
I'm with it. I'm gonna be putting my order in.
Yeah, no doubt.
I need a Brazilian robot.
You love the Brazilian.
Hey, I wonder if you could tune them to speak different languages.
Oh, I guarantee no it. Doubt.
I want to program my bitch to speak Portuguese or Spanish or some shit.
Crazy accent.
Real.
I want them to speak everything. Teach me something. Teach me something, robot. And then make me a sandwich.
It says here on this website that a company is trying to develop a sex doll named Harmony, and it'll be the first to offer an emotional connection. This right here just fucked me up. They're trying to say, how lonely does a man gotta be to try to have an emotional connection with a fucking robot?
Like, where are you at in life for that type of relationship?
You know, hey, this is crazy.
You know, it would be awesome if we can just like send them upstate. Like, if you could have them in jail, that'd be...
Hey, you know what?
They should charge for
real talk. Real talk.
No, they really should, because I swear it would slow down. It would calm the violence down and
absolutely
all that anger and aggression. Man, just let them, if they got money, let them buy a sex doll and have it in the cell. That would cut down on all the fucking rapes and all that shit.
Yep.
That's a good idea for real.
I just wonder how real that experience actually is.
Man, it's. Yeah. Them pocket pussies are going crazy. So if they made the there's lonely ass, like, you gotta imagine all the lonely ass dudes and shit.
Taking out like a second mortgage to buy one. I just imagine the people that are really needing those things. I'm just kind of assuming that they're really not in a financial situation to be dropping 10 bands on a sex doll, but.
They say they're coming out with cheaper models. It says,
there's always going to be like a genetic brand.
They're going to find a way to drop that price.
This is our entry level model.
Yeah,
she doesn't talk back, but she still does everything.
It say a personalized sex robot can cost tens of thousands. Cheaper models are also available in the growing market. And like I said, as the technology is more widely used, the price of the sex robots is expected to fall, increasing their use. Right now in London, they got the sex brothel for the robots. A half an hour is £50, so that probably equals around
like $75.
$75 US. 2 hours cost $130. That's probably like $100.
Hey, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
It's reasonable.
Oh man, they say it. Are people really
Vegas prices?
People are marrying the dogs,
bro. You can't not, like, unfortunately, that's not like that's not legit.
Yeah,
that's not legit. Yeah.
How are they gonna let you marry a robot?
What the article says,
I think they gotta hype it up, you know, to get your eye, get you, you know what I mean.
You think, man, I just wonder if, like, your girl catches you with a sex robot, if that'll end the relationship, or, like...
That's what they just said. They said something about cheating on here.
Yeah, like, does that even constitute cheating? Like, nah, man, like, that's... It's just a robot.
Well, hey, on a positive note, it are saying that the doll saved their life because they felt like they had nothing to live for after the death of their spouse or the end of a relationship. So it's stopping people from committing suicide.
Like a therapy dog?
The doll, the sex doll.
I know. Oh, like it's like yeah, getting yeah. Getting like an animal. That's crazy.
Speaking of you just having a baby, Utah, they just legalized what they call free range parenting, where they bringing it back, making it legal to like basically spank your children or, you know, child rearing,
yeah,
whatever. You know, they was locking people up for abuse and whatnot.
Oh, what?
not letting them, you know, punish their kids appropriately. What's your thoughts on that now that you got a kid and whatnot?
Oh, man. I was raised on getting my ass whooping, and I'm a firm believer of, you know, when you get out of line, you need to be, you know, disciplined and raised right. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, of course. No, I agree with that too, because I got my ass whooped too, belt, all that. You know,
I got to pick out what they were using on
me. Yeah, you know, they got to watch out for them parents who got fucked up issues, and they going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They might go overboard with it. That's the only thing. That's the only part I don't agree with it.
Those are the people you got to worry about off the jump anyways. You know what I mean? Like, just because someone's going to do that to their kids, like, good reason, but that one bad apple that's just going to beat their kids because they had a piss poor day at work.
And that's what that's probably why they made it illegal, and that's what they need to watch out for, taking their own problems out on their kids just because they're the parent and whatnot.
Yeah, we don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that, but definitely some discipline.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Would do these kids good, especially this new generation. They wild.
Absolutely.
They uncontrollable.
Because people can't, no one disciplines them. What? You get sent to, like, detention or some shit? You know what I mean? Like, that's... Hell, like, that's nothing.
Yeah, they don't.
Like, how's a kid going to really learn a lesson when you're that young? Like,
way out of hand.
Tell them not to do something ain't the same as, like, whooping their ass. Like, nah, all right, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Right, exactly.
But then again, I'm not a parent, so I don't really have a foot to stand on in that conversation.
Yeah, but you was raised...
You
know what I'm saying? When you know, like when you were a kid, you got away with some crazy shit. You done some stupid shit, and you know those whoopings, you know, shaped you into the person you are today. You know what I mean? Like everything I've been through, like even placement, like
yeah, you're right.
Like I met a great man named Bob Monzon, and he always used to say, I never understood it in the beginning, but he always used to say, this is an investment in your life. This is not a punishment. This is an investment, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm locked up. I'm away from my family. Like, why would this ever be an investment for me? You know what I mean? But, you know, he just, it hit me later on in life. And I just was like, man, like, that was the best thing that happened to me. It shaped me up. You know what I mean? It grew me. So it's all good. You need that punishment.
Yeah, Bob definitely had a lot of insight. Bob,
he probably been through some stuff.
Yeah, Bob was a juvenile detention center counselor. And He definitely had a lot of insight, man. He related to us on many levels.
No doubt.
He'd been through a lot of this stuff himself, and he ended up straightening up in his life. But he used to get beat as a child, too. He told us all the time about this.
Yeah.
And his son actually worked for the detention center also. And his good dude. He used to get whooped as well. Definitely. Bike life.
Say again.
What's up with the bike life?
Oh man, when the weather crack, you know, I need that bike life, man. I can't go without it.
I already know. Y'all be everywhere. Baltimore, Harrisburg, y'all be riding deep. 30, 40 deep out there.
Yeah.
I seen the pictures. What's Baltimore like? You got a crew out there that you know?
Yeah. I got a few guys out there that live out there. They just invite us out. They some real solid dudes. And, you know, we just go out and then, you know, we hook up and we just ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and that's good.
It brings a bond. Like, even if you don't know the people, you just, you know, you lift the bikes in the air, you have fun, and you just bond. It's all good.
Oh, and that's on a positive note too. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I'm upset about what they did to Meek, how they arrested him for popping a wheelie. Like, he ain't out there popping a gun or popping a pill. He popping a wheelie.
No doubt, man. You know what I mean? Justice for Meek for sure.
This is for Meek Mill. Crazy, like they try to make him look like a bad dude and put him in prison for 2 years over popping a wheelie and an assault charge that he got at the airport. But the police said that they were wrong for charging him because when they looked at the film, he was breaking up the fight. But since he's on probation and he had interaction with law, that's a violation, even though he was doing the right thing. That's crazy to me. I feel like what they're trying to do with justice for me and to reform the justice system needs to happen, because that man should not be sitting in prison for 2 to 4 years of his life.
No doubt, right now, man. Absolutely.
And that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But speaking of them bikes, though, there's a girl, Valerie Thompson, in Australia. She tried to break the land record on a motorcycle for 376 miles per hour. She ended up crashing at 300.
Wow.
Could you imagine crashing a bike at basically 350 miles per hour?
Oh, nope.
Bro, I crashed a bike at 60 miles per hour. Life.
Never.
But what's amazing about it, she walked away with minor cuts and bruises. She didn't even break nothing. But she was on a flat land. She was on a salt flat in Australia, Lake Gardner. And, you know, they probably had her well protected.
Right.
She had all the right gear
on. But still, hitting the ground at 350?
Yeah, that's crazy.
She's lucky, for real.
Like, there's nothing about that situation that sounds like a good time.
At all. You ever crashed a bike?
Yeah, I did, actually. I went up a ramp. I was on a dirt bike. I was on like a 125, and I came up a ramp, and you know, I went overboard, flipped up. I banged my head pretty hard. Good thing I had my helmet on, and you know, I just was really hungry. I just ate like 4 meals. I just kept eating. I was like, I don't know. Shit was crazy. A little concussion, small concussion and shit. It was all good. And I was back on the bike the next week.
So, hey, you got knocked out during the crash?
Yeah, I didn't go out, but I just, like, I banged my head, and then I just woke up dizzy. Like, I stood up. I was, like, dizzy a little bit. My guys came over and grabbed me, you know, picked up my bike, and, you know, I just walked it off, drunk some water, sat down for a minute, then I just hopped in the car and said, take me home. I need to eat.
Wow.
I gotta go get that meal.
Yeah.
Man, concussions are the weirdest things. I've had a few playing sports and, like, man. Your skull.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, that's. I don't want none of that. Any type of head injury, I'm trying to avoid that.
That's the only thing that, like, makes you keep rolling, like, your fucking mind.
Man, so speaking of head injuries, in Kansas City, Missouri, there was a water slide where people were 10 people by going down this water slide, right? This 10-year-old boy went down and got decapitated.
Whoa.
On this water slide in 2016, 2 years ago. And they just indicted the water park, some operators from the water park, for involuntary manslaughter.
Wow.
That's crazy.
What type of a slide was this?
It's a water
slide. Like, what?
They said it was hyped as the world's highest water slide, and it was prone to go faster, and you know, you at certain points on the water side, you become airborne. And it was removed twice in 2016, but they quickly put it back into circulation because I guess there was so much hype over the slide. Bro. It was never properly or fully designed, is what the indictment says. This 10-year-old boy ended up getting decapitated. I'm wondering how you even get decapitated.
I'm just saying, yeah. How do you get decapitated? And two, like, how does a water park move past that? You know what I mean? Like, right. All right, maybe we shouldn't be in a water park business. Like, you're letting kids get their heads chopped off? Like, that whole park's got to shut down.
Yeah, it's got to shut down. I can't imagine that. They said he was following all the rider instructions and everything, right? Up or nothing like that.
But
what happened was the it was one of the rides where you ride on a raft. He was on the raft. They went airborne and he collided with the overhead hoops and netting. That's insane. That's kind of like the fair in Ohio.
Oh, was that last summer or the summer before?
I believe it was last summer when the one ride broke and people went flying through the air.
Yeah, bro. Man. That's why you don't trust a fair like that. You don't trust those fair rides.
I always get, you know why I don't trust fair rides is because they take them down and reassemble them every 2 weeks. You know, they're up for 2 weeks, then they travel and build them back. I don't trust nothing like that.
Right. Like, I think I'd rather just go get a funnel cake.
Yeah, play a couple games, try to win a fish, and then I'm out of here.
We try to win a little goldfish, man. I'm good.
We'll come back for the fireworks later. You ain't hopping on this. But like the dude that got hurt doing that, he was like 18, 19, wasn't he? I think the dude that got like major.
I think he was 18, 19, the one that got killed. Yeah, that's crazy. You've been to Mexico, right?
Yeah, it was. Oh man, Mexico was beautiful, man.
Like, how was the people in Mexico? How was the Mexicans?
Oh man, they treat you like royalty for real.
They treat you good, right? That's why I don't understand with this whole build the wall thing. I understand the drugs and whatnot, but they gonna be flying them over anyway.
Yeah,
they got fucking submarines. Them drug lords build submarines. I saw that on a documentary.
Yeah,
a little wall is not gonna stop them.
Mexico is beautiful,
but they denied it. Trump was trying to get Mexico to pay for it. They said no. He tried to get Congress to pay for it. They said no. And he ended up just getting like 30 miles of fence installed, and that's it.
I mean, I'm sure it'll have some type of impact, but maybe. I think it's more like a personnel issue. Like, if you're really worried about people coming across the border, you know, illegally, then you need to get a lot more manpower down there. Because I'm pretty sure, like, that border and, like, the Canadian border are, like, two of, like, the, you know, longest, you know, unmanned, like, borders, like, in the world for people, like, not even have, like, an issue, like, coming across. But for as long as it is, you know, like, the border, like, they really don't have, like, the men even, like, working, you know, like, border patrol to even, you know, make an impact on it.
Yeah, exactly. There's definitely not enough people working that wall.
What I don't understand is the fact that, you know, they get all these people coming across and we have in the United States that we pinpoint as illegal immigrants, but yet whenever we start talking about, like, all right, we need to send them back to wherever, it's Mexico or wherever country they're actually from, everyone wants to be like, nah, like, why you gotta be like that? They're not doing nothing wrong. Like, well, the fact that they're over here illegally is wrong enough, I think, you know?
And all they do is come right back across.
And they catch that dude, like, what was that, over in California whenever he had, like, that shooting. Didn't even charge him. I swear, it was, like, last year. Maybe it was Venice or something like that. I swear.
I think I did see something about that. But I also seen people, dudes from Mexico, do shit like that, and they got charged.
Oh, man.
Not, I'll have to look that up. It was a big deal because, like, whenever it broke down, he got acquitted in the California death, and he ends up getting a prison sentence on, like, a gun charge.
That's crazy. I know people over there are outraged. But like I said about them being able to fly drugs over, a crew member from Jamaican Airways just got caught at JFK Airport with 9 pounds of coke.
No, it's some airport employees that you really need to be watching.
Yeah.
They're just traveling like, you know, no strings attached.
Because half the time they don't even get searched. Taped it under his pants. I wonder how he got caught because they really don't go through security.
They were probably tipped.
Tipped off or he went, they made him go through x-ray or something like that. You seeing all the drama with Facebook?
Yeah, I actually deleted mine.
I deleted mine too. But I deleted mine before all this. Like, I've been going on and coming up, but I probably stay off of it now.
Yeah, I don't even use mine. It's just
Zuckerberg's saying he's really sorry that it happened. He said he knows it's not good what's going on right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's insane. I mean, the information, like, we have no privacy. Like, we were just talking about technology. Oh, my God. We have no privacy. They probably know that I'm in my kitchen on my phone right now.
But I swear, like, there's times where I won't even be on my phone. I'll be talking. And then the next time I pull up my phone, I'll start to, like, type something in and offer up. Like, that's the first thing that pops up on, like, my Google search. I'm like,
yo.
I knew something was going on.
All the time.
Yeah. I used to search stuff on Google and whatnot, then I'd get on Facebook and I'd have ads for what I was just looking at. I said, man, this ain't right. This is weird. They shouldn't be like that. They shouldn't know what I was typing on Google. I wasn't even on the Facebook ad. So that makes you realize they looking at more shit than what you're doing on Facebook. They can see what you're doing on your whole damn phone.
I bet if you act, you know, like you sign up for stuff and they make you, like, you know, accept, like, to, like, their user agreements. I bet that shit's, like, laid in there somewhere where they're talking about if we want, we can push your information to third party apps, and, like, you have no idea because I don't know about you, but I know I've never read one of those agreements. I'm fucking size 3 font that's 18 pages long. Right. I don't got time.
Yeah, definitely. People just hit accept when it comes to terms and conditions. Yeah. They don't even know what they're accepting. Giving access to all types of private information. I heard Facebook even has access to, like, your contact list and all that shit.
You give them access every once in a while. Like, if you got Messenger, you try to download Messenger, it'll ask, like, for permission to, like, access, like, your contacts and stuff like that. And I think that in itself is you giving them permission to just pull your contacts from your phone and know who's in it.
Here, this article right here says Facebook knows literally everything about you. That's insane.
And I know nothing about Facebook.
Right.
I want to know just as much about them as they know about me. They got my 1800 interests from 2007.
But, I mean, it's crazy because sometimes you have a lot of passwords and stuff like that. So you might store some important account information in your notes or something. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I don't know, man. It's wild.
Right. This is the craziest part. Since Facebook reported 2017 or the last quarter, so quarter four of 2017, they made $12.97 billion in revenue, but $12.78 billion of that came from ads. So that means only like $190 million.
Bro, ads on Facebook are so cheap too.
Came from other shit. That means that like the ads, like, because that's a part of their getting your data and shit, so they know what to promote to you and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's where their fucking revenue is coming from. So that's my opinion is that's why they were keeping quiet on it. They knew this shit was happening. Zuckerberg is trying to act like he doesn't know what was happening, oh, yeah, but that's where all his money's coming from.
He made this. He knows what's going on.
You know, when Snapchat first came out, it was just, you know, it was just like the people, like you could send snaps and you could look at stories and all that. Like ESPN and like different news sites, and like you could see like that their like stories for the day or whatever, news stuff. Snapchat was charging them like 500 bands just for a 24-hour period to like promote like that. Like that's just how like free social media for us. That's how they monetize like their businesses. They just, it's through ad revenue. They get advertisers to hop on there.
So what we were just talking about is Facebook's terms and conditions are a giant lie. They're purposely misleading, too long and too broad. So you can't just read the company's terms of service and understand what it knows about you. But it says to Facebook settings and click the tiny copy of your Facebook data. You'll find your photos, your posts, your events. But if you keep digging, you'll find your messages from Facebook Messenger. And if you dig further, you'll find your entire contact list and metadata about your text messages and phone calls. And the dude put a screenshot on Twitter, and it has all of his phone calls that he made that day. And what time, ingoing, outgoing, or missed. They know everything.
The metadata is the craziest thing. You know, like that's a lot of what the NSA uses. And like the Department of Defense in the U.S., yeah. You know, like how we, like you hear about like the U.S. doing like drone strikes and stuff like over in like the Middle East. A lot of the time, they don't even know who they're actually bombing. They just know that like someone from here had contacted someone from there during these time periods, and they know like the numbers, but they don't know who it is. They just know this phone number that they have associated with like terrorist organizations is in this location, and then they just drop bombs. Like it could be anybody. They don't even know like who they're hitting.
Could be kids and everything, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And they know that, but it's like, it's the only way for us to actually go about it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's outrageous once you actually hear a lot of the details. I mean, kind of like, all the details about some of the stuff that goes on, but at the same time, it's like, shit. The stuff's actually going on, and like, no one really even knows about it.
That's crazy as fuck. Let me update these scores on the March Madness. Let's see what's going on.
That W.
Texas Tech is in the lead at halftime. And Duke is in the lead in the second quarter with 18 minutes remaining.
I'd like to see Duke get the W.
Who you going for out of Purdue and Texas Tech?
Purdue got busy last year. I might have to rock with Purdue.
Purdue, they look like they down by 5 right now. That's not bad though. That's an easy comeback. Mm-hmm. Syracuse is down by 3. That's nothing. One basket. Who else we got?
I think the only two games that are left.
Yeah, it is.
Kansas played earlier, and then West Virginia played Nova. And then tomorrow, I think it's K-State and Loyola. And I'm not sure.
Who is Loyola? I've never heard of this school.
Chicago. They're just a small school, man.
Illinois.
They're super fans, like a 97-year-old nun.
No.
I swear.
Yeah, that Loyola school is balling. They hit they won last three games by a buzzer beater.
I was gonna say I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, yep, they're balling.
They're like a mid major.
I mean, they made it to the Elite Eight. They're doing something.
Yeah,
yeah. That half the bracket was really shook up though. I mean, most of the major teams. That's the half of the bracket that Virginia was in, and Arizona took an L. Like a lot of those, the higher seeded teams, they took L's in like the opening round. So like it was like wide open going into it. I think like tomorrow they got Kansas State playing Loyola. It's like a 9 versus 11 seed. You know what I mean? Like that's. Whoever took them off forever, like before the tournament started, is gonna get paid.
Yeah, for
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely paid.
Underdog, they definitely got some crazy odds. I don't get into the gambling with the sports. I never have.
Yeah,
I'll go to the casino and play some shit, but. Hey, Bags, wasn't you with me when we went to the casino in Compton?
What?
Yeah.
We went to the casino in Compton, and dude, straight ass, he said, y'all not from around here, are y'all? We was like, nah. He said, I can tell.
Yeah. Yo, that casino was,
that was fun, man. We went all over Compton. And,
that's the first casino I've seen them playing. They had a whole other side for bingo. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, that was a weird casino. I'm not gonna lie. That's how I knew we weren't from around there, because I asked him like, and he said we don't casino is this, and the chairs was all beat up and shit. Like it was like a big ass casino, but inside it was good inside. That was crazy. Yeah. Man, we was all over Cali, man. I can't wait to start traveling.
Yeah, man, that trip was awesome. For real.
Cali, we hit Santa Monica Pier. We was having them drinks on the rooftop, all the rich people
my,
around
that
us.
That was my favorite spot, Santa Monica. I like Santa Monica, and that rooftop was nice.
Yeah, that restaurant on the roof. It was a line to get up there. We had to wait in line to get up there.
What type of rooftop is it?
It was just a hotel on the beach, and I think it was only, what, like 6 stories high?
I think it was like 12.
It was something, man. It wasn't huge, but it was a nice size, and it was just right on the beach, like and like we were trying to get up there right at sunset, and I guess every night it was like a long ass watch the sunset from the roof of this hotel restaurant bar.
Damn.
Yeah. And they let us up there. We go up there, and there's nowhere to sit. Like all the tables were taken. We just had to like get a drink and walk to the edge, but. Hey, it was still dope, though.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to my trip next summer.
Definitely fun, man. We had times like that in Miami, too. But in Miami, you can only see the sun rising over the water. Whereas in Cali, you're on the West Coast, so you can see the sun setting over the water.
They got the setter. Right?
Yeah. So in Miami, you know, we used to do the all-nighter, and then we go to the beach in the morning.
Catch it coming up.
Yeah, you know, watch the sun come up, catch that early
East
morning
Coast
vibe. Yeah. Me and Bags riding around him there.
Yeah, double R.
Double R.
That video on my phone.
Yeah. What was dude on the show earlier?
Oh, man, I was watching this show. Bhagwan Rajneesh, man. This guy, man, he was like a guru from India and started a religion. But after watching it, I don't feel like it was
like a lifestyle. Man.
It was a lifestyle. But this dude had like 20 Rolls Royces.
Yeah.
He was lit. It's a documentary on Netflix right now called Wild Wild Country. Definitely check that out. He was super in tune. See, like he was a good dude. He was super in tune with like spirituality and universal energy and whatnot. But some of his followers did some evil shit and tried to kill people that were trying to shut him down, and he wasn't a part of that. Like, he straight said, I'm not a part of that. That was them. I had nothing to do with that decision and whatnot. And the people who were a part of that ended up leaving. And he was saying, they didn't even tell me they were leaving. They didn't say come tell me goodbye. So that shows that they know they were wrong and they were criminals. I had nothing to do with that. But the Oregon, man, they were trying to shut this dude down. They just came and took over the whole town.
Bro, they had acres.
Like 60 to 80,000 acres, and they came in and took over the city council and all that shit.
Like,
all they needed was votes.
Like, we're gonna bring in all the homeless people.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring in all the homeless people, and we're gonna get all the votes, and we're just gonna take over.
That shit
we'll
was
call
insane. Definitely check that out, man. But I think we're going to wrap up for the day. I'm about to leave y'all with the daily quote. The quote is, strength does not come from winning. That's a good one. I agree with that, because if you win all the time,
you're really not developing strength. Strength comes from
taking L's,
taking losses and adversity. That's how you become
absolutely
strong.
Agreed.
You know facts. What I mean? So, Bag, we appreciate you joining us tonight for another episode of the
Mind
Grind.
No doubt, it was fun, man. Thanks for having me.
You already know we'll be in touch for sure, my man.
Peace and love.